Are you ready for a Monzo Business Bank account? Heather from the Accountants Growth Club was.
Knowing what cash I have is really important. And Monzo Business makes it easy. It automatically puts 20% of my income into a tax pot. When it's time to pay your VAT, I always know the money's there.
If you're ready for a Monzo Business account, apply today. Just search Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Get tax pots with Monzo Business Pro for £5 a month. T's and C's apply.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, October 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. As companies continue to compete for workers, many are highlighting a benefit that can provide relief for some employees, tuition reimbursement.
The people are actually really, really grateful that their companies have paid for their education because it means that they're not graduating with tons of debt. The businesses are finding that they're seeing greater employee retention, and they're also seeing greater promotions with the people who take advantage of these programs.
We'll talk with Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur Monk after the break.
Brought to you by Supermicro, your AI and green computing partner, celebrating 30 years of growth and innovation, designed and built in Silicon Valley. Accelerate everything with Supermicro rack scale and liquid cooled solutions.
As the cost of higher education continues to rise, company-provided tuition reimbursement could be an employee's pathway to a degree. Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur Monk joins me. So Cheryl, companies offering tuition reimbursement isn't new, but why have some companies stepped up promoting it now?
Well, when you look at the student debt picture in the country and the high rising cost of college, it really makes a lot of sense that employers would want to step in and help their employees. Many people simply can't afford college at this point.
What types of programs do companies typically offer?
So there are a couple options, actually. One is tuition reimbursement, where the employee will spend whatever the money is. Let's say it's $3,000 on a bachelor's degree or per semester, and then I have to seek reimbursement from my company. So that's a reimbursement program. The other type of program is a prepaid program, where a company will pay the educational institution directly, so the employee doesn't have to shell out any money. And a lot of employers are starting to put that into place more so than the reimbursement, because it means that employees don't have to spend any of their own money up front.
Can you give me an example of the nuts and bolts of a program a company is offering employees?
Yeah, so just to preface this, that every company has a slightly different program. But as a general example, Walmart pays 100% of tuition and books for an undergraduate degree at more than 25 universities. Walmart's program also includes short-form certificates that connect to in-demand jobs at Walmart, and they also offer high school completion and English language learning. That's offered to associates and managers in U.S. stores, Sam's Clubs, and Supply Chain.
Is tuition money typically available to any employee?
So generally speaking, the details can vary. Sometimes it depends on how long you've been at the company. Sometimes there are requirements you have to be at the company for a certain period of time. You may have to work a certain number of hours to be able to get the benefit. Certain programs may be available only to certain employees. So some companies may say, we'll offer prepaid to our entry-level employees, and then upper-level employees may get a reimbursement option. So it really depends on the company.
What else should employees watch for in the fine print of tuition reimbursement packages offered by employers?
So there's actually a lot of fine print in these programs. So there may be only certain types of degrees you can get in certain fields, for example. It may be that you can get a bachelor's degree. It may be that you can be eligible for a master's degree. It may be that you can get both. You may have a limit in terms of how many days you have to be at the company before the benefits start. Another difference is if you leave a company, some companies have like a clawback provision if you leave before a certain period of time. And some companies also require you to get certain grades in order to continue receiving the benefit.
Is the tuition money an employee might get taxable?
The IRS says that education benefits can be excluded from taxable income up to $5,250 a year. So that means if you're getting prepaid benefits that are worth more than that, then you would owe additional taxes. Or if you have reimbursement benefits, like let's say a program is costing $10,000, even if your company is reimbursing you for $10,000, you would still owe taxes on the $10,000 minus the $5,250.
What do businesses get out of offering tuition reimbursement to employees?
So it's really a win-win. The businesses are finding that they're seeing greater employee retention, and they're also seeing greater promotions with the people who take advantage of these programs. The people I talk to are actually really grateful that their companies have paid for their education because it means that they're not graduating with tons of debt. They're furthering their career, and they feel tied to the company for offering these benefits. And several companies I spoke to said that they really want to offer these benefits to their employees so that they will grow ideally within the company, but they also recognize that they may not ultimately stay with the company, but that's okay too. The ultimate goal is to give the education to your employees so that they grow within the company.
Is there any way for companies to ensure that an employee won't leave right after completing a higher education program with tuition reimbursement money?
Some companies have clawback provisions where you have to stay for a certain period of time, otherwise you owe the money back. Not all programs have it. So again, read the fine print because it just really depends on the company's tuition benefits offering.
That's Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk. And that's it for your Money Briefing. Today's show is produced by Ariana Osperu, with supervising producer Melanie Roy and deputy editor Chris Zinsley. Plus, we had additional support from Zoe Colkin. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.